Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One cool moment from the finals game, even though it doesn't matter because they lost, and we've talked about that before, great moments and losses, what does it really mean, was the LeBron play.
Early in the game. that was pretty good. That's right off the streets, that play.
Oh, yeah. You know? He had to do it. I don't think he was showboating. No. I think it was an effective play.
Yeah.
And he got help from some of his teammates last night.
Look, Love had a good game. J.R. had a good game. Who's the other guy? What's it? Hood had a good game.
Well,
on a glass. How many times you out-rebound a team like they did and lose?
Yeah. The Rodney Hood thing is fascinating because, remember, Rodney Hood was being benched by Ty Lue. And then he went to put him in a game. I think it was the Toronto series. And Hood refused because it was late in the game. He wasn't playing him. So Hood has almost become a forgotten-about guy. And desperate times call for desperate measures. So they give Rodney Hood some burn last night. And he played tremendous.
Well. He did.
He was great. But that's what makes, in this series, it so hopeless. It's so hopeless that here they get this really good performance from Rodney Hood. You know, they get a decent performance from Kevin Love.
Yep.
Steph Curry can't make a shot.
Yep.
Klay Thompson
can't make a shot. And they still lose.
You're at home.
And you still lose. No, I agree. I 100%. 100%, bro. Because I thought they were going to win. I felt good all night they were going to win this game. And they just, you know. Give the Warriors credit. They stole a game from them.
And you're right in that. Okay, let's say in a different world, Cleveland wins this game, and it's 2-1. I'm not thinking that the Cavs are going to win this series.
No.
But at least going into Friday,
it gives you a glimmer.
Right.
You know, you watch Friday, it's 2-2. Who knows? You know? So
there's a belief of, hey, you never know. You're in your own building. The Cavs have been much better at home than on the road. Opposite for Golden State, obviously. And you just kind of take it away. Friday is going to be a pain to watch. I mean, really, Friday's all about who's going to win the MVP. That's a shame.
I guess.
What else is on the line?
I can't say I'll be locked in Friday.
Subway Series night, baby.
Yeah, I'll be watching that disaster.
Come on, it's Jacob DeGrom Friday.
Yeah, I know.
And to the Yankees from last night, this is why I have hope that the Mets can actually win the Subway Series, believe it or not. Because baseball makes no sense half the time.
I'd feel better if Yoenis decided he wanted to play. I mean, how about this guy? Can this guy play baseball? Now I'm hearing that he's not playing until Atlanta next week. Is that the latest on this guy? I mean, come on. Get your rear end up and start playing baseball. I got to say, and I've been all for this guy, but I'm getting tired of the act now, bro. I mean, come on.
Well, the act is he's a front runner. That's the act. When things are going well.
At least for the Yankee series, this guy would be motivated to show up. Come on. I'm sorry. I had to say
No, dude.
I'm getting tired of it.
Dude, he is, and it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. He is the Met offense. That's it. When the Mets went on their run in 2015, it was because of Yoenis Cespedes.
No question.
We've gone over this in the past, the win-loss record when Yoenis is in lineup as when Yoenis is out of lineup. The facts are the facts. He's the team. They rely on him. So when he's not there, the Mets are probably going to lose.
Unbelievable.
Because since they've acquired him, they have been a bad baseball team when he doesn't play.
Right.
And when he does play, they've been a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah.
Look, my hope in this series this weekend is not about the Mets. It's about baseball. Mm. You know, last night, and maybe Sonny Gray's turning the corner.
How about him?
Maybe he is, because three of his last four starts, granted not against Murderers Row lineups, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's the major leagues.
Sonny Gray has looked like a completely different pitcher. And what was so impressive about last night with Sonny Gray was not retiring the first how many batters. It wasn't that. It was getting out of that bases-loaded one-out jam. First and third, nobody out jam. That's what it was about. He showed poise. He attacked the strike zone. He got the big ground ball when he needed. Sonny Gray was utterly brilliant. So that's number one. That doesn't make any sense. All of a sudden, the guy looks like a competent pitcher. On the other side, this Yankee offense is so loaded. And yet, against a cavalcade of mediocre pitchers yesterday, they couldn't hit them.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is for the Blue Jays, and this is a warning for the Mets, eventually this offense is going to kill you. Okay, you can't go scoreless with them for 17 innings and expect to hold them down. Eventually, someone, and in last night's case, two guys will run into a baseball.
Yep.
But that's the weird thing. I mean, you're facing a Blue Jay team. Gavilio isn't very good, seven scoreless innings.
It was good last night.
I know! Tapera, two scoreless innings.
Yeah, look, it's baseball, 162 games. You know, it's a grind.
That's my point.
You don't know.
That's my point.
You don't know. No, I understand.
That's my point.
I'm still not confident, but I understand.
Well, I didn't say confident. I just said I think they're going to do it.
I hope so. Can they win a game on his homestand at least?
Well,
never won a game on a homestand.
Well,
that place is a disaster for them. I've been saying this over and over and over again.
You're not wrong, but how about them? How about them? How about the players?
No, I know.
I don't hear about the stadium anymore. It's them.
I understand, but what's the issue? I'm telling you, I'm so fed up. Jay Bruce, Conforto, what's going on with these guys? What's going on? Rosario, can a guy make a play in the field? Forget about striking out with the bases loaded. How about making a play? I understand that he's in a shift position. He's not used to being in that spot. Give me a break. Make the play. Will you?
That's a problem with the shift because I see that all the time where guys are out of position and they don't make the play.
It's unbelievable.
But it comes down to one thing, and that's the offense. They are going through as bad of a slump as humanly possible.
And here's something. Can I yell about this too? How about, really, Zach Wheeler, okay, has hit better than most of the starting guys on his team, right? Got another hit yesterday. I wouldn't have took him out. I would have let him hit. I would let him hit in that spot with Batista batting for him. Why not? He actually he's batting like about 286 on the year. That's better than anybody on the team. He's pitching seven scoreless innings. He's only threw 93 pitches at that point. Leave the guy in the damn game and let him hit. Why not? Why the hell not?
Batista.
But we got a pitch here because we got Jose Batista.
Well, the prayer is eventually Batista's going to run into one.
I got prayer. I got a lot of prayer, too. I'm waiting for the Jets to run into one, too.
Which he still hasn't done.
Okay. They're going to run into one.
I know what you're saying. With that said, you got guys on base.
Bro.
I can't trust Zach Wheeler to
Why
get
not?
That hit. Because Jose Batista is a better hitter than Zach Wheeler.
Okay. But what does that mean?
What it means is he has a better chance to get a hit.
So I can't wait to get Jeruse in the game. By the way, they're giving out fatheads of Jeruse. You better get him now because he's going to be gone soon.
Right.
Better grab him. Sunday night, Jeruse familiar. It'd be 70% Yankee fans in here. What are they going to do with that? That might be dangerous.
Why would the Mets have a giveaway like that?
Ernie, you
the
want
Subway
your Jeruse
series?
Familiar fathead?
It's so stupid because usually you have giveaways to try to get people into the ballpark.
I know. I don't
That's
get
not
that.
Getting anybody
not,
in the ballpark.
And
you're playing the Yankees.
You got to give something away for the Yankee series.
It's just embarrassing.
And the other thing that's even more embarrassing is most of the people are going to be Yankee fans.
I know.
They don't even want it.
And the guy's not very good right now.
Yeah, unbelievable. You might as well give out Joe DiMaggio jerseys. I mean,
you know what the Mets did once back in the late 90s for the Subway Series? It was very embarrassing. All of a sudden, I show up at the game. And none of the Mets have their names on the back of the jersey. And so they kind
of
joined.
Why, because of the Yankees?
Yeah, for the Subway Series. I swear to God, I couldn't believe it.
I don't remember that.
And the other thing I saw prior to this game, I wonder if anybody remembers this. This was 18 years ago now. They had a guy dressed up as Babe Ruth walking around.
I think I do remember
that. Like a mascot next to Mr. Met. So they had Babe Ruth and Mr. Met.
Yeah, that's another thing that bothers. You know what else bothers me about the Mets? They play up to the Yankees. They do.
They do.
The Yankees don't. The Yankees don't play up to the Mets at all. And they do. They, like, welcome it. Like, what
play
the
up,
hell
what do you mean?
Is
as in,
wrong with you?
Play up as what? The Subway Series or just them in general?
Like it seems like they kiss the Yankees' rear end a little bit. Like, I mean, what are we doing
here? Well, taking the names off the back, I thought was exactly that.
I mean, what are we doing?
You're kowtowing to them.
I mean, you have Babe Ruth running around Citi Field. What are you doing?
Well, that was Shea Stadium.
Well,
but
whatever it was.
No, it was bad.
Typical Mets.
When it was happening, I was like, what the hell is going on here? But the truth
is, I'm surprised they're not giving out Yankee caps. Yeah. What a disgrace.
They could follow with the Brooklyn Nets.
Right,
the reversible jersey. Here's your Ahmed Rosario jersey. Turn it inside out. It's Gleyber Torres.
Better hurry up and get that one.
Hey, believe it or not, not tomorrow, but next week or two weeks from now when they come home, they're giving away an Ahmed Rosario t-shirt.
Is that
giving
it? Better hurry up and get that one.
The face of Ahmed Rosario.
That's a big one.
Well, they gave away a Neil Walker one last year.
I know.
They don't seem to care.
I know.
But right now, they just can't hit, and it's infuriating. And anything they try to do fails. We were talking about
everything.
This off air. I didn't mind Asdrubal Cabrera trying to lay down a bunt. Why? He did it in that dramatic win they had
but
a few weeks ago.
But he's the one guy that could maybe hit the ball out of the ballpark for me here. You know, I don't understand he's been in a slump. He did get a double earlier in the game.
I understand that, but they need base runners, and they don't get base runners, and they certainly don't drive them in. The problem was, here's the problem, execution.
Yeah.
And the way it worked out.
They're great at executing themselves.
And their
fans.
They
do that well.
And their fans very well.
I mean, God. Oh, God.
But I'm telling you, the hope that you have is that baseball makes no sense. Last night's Yankee game made no sense until the very last inning, until the 13th inning when Judge hits the home run and then Giancarlo hits a home run.
While you're eating your life cereal, you got it queued up?
What?
The home runs? You know,
Dove's not paying attention.
And he's eating life, you know? It's like Mikey. Mikey likes it. Okay, I like it too. I like life. All right, you got him? Let's see the home runs. No, not yet? All right, continue, bro. Go ahead. You don't have him yet. He was eating life
cereal.
Did you
see the Giancarlo home run?
Yes, I did.
That was unbelievable.
Well,
it was like a late. Well, I predicted this last week.
He got 15 now? Yeah. He's had an off year. He's got 15 homers already.
Well, that's the thing with Giancarlo.
I know.
That's the thing with Gary Sanchez.
By the way, your bet doesn't look good.
The wins versus home runs combined?
What, they got 31 now between the two?
Yeah.
So what, the Mets have, they're four ahead.
I know.
Can we go over the other ones also while we're at it?
I'm losing all
of that. I don't even know what the other ones are. But
first base home runs.
That one I know. What is it?
First base home runs.
First base home runs?
Home runs by first baseman.
Oh, my God.
That's a disaster. How about this one? Home runs, Todd Frazier versus Didi Gregorius.
Oh, God.
The one bet I'm winning is not even related to Mets Yankees. It's runs scored, Marlins versus Padres.
Oh, God.
That's the one I'm doing all right.
That's not talking about. Who's got the Padres?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're both losers in that one.
Yeah, we really. Well, there's got to be a winner.
You ready to go now, Dolph? All right, let's hear first Aaron Judge and then Giancarlo.
And the 1-2 swung on, hit in the air to deep left center field, headed toward the wall. That ball is gone into the second deck. Well, the little boy is happy, and so are the Yankees. It's a Judgian blast to left center. All rise. Here comes the Judge. A two-run home run to left center field. And the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
Mm. All right. Let's hear a little Giancarlo.
Pitch line ripped to left field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, what a home run by Giancarlo. Giancarlo, non si può stoparlo. He hits, what a bullet. You can't hit a ball harder than that. That you can't do.
No, it's true.
A line drive that sailed into the deck above the Toronto bullpen. A Stantonian home run. And the Yankees have a 3-0 lead as their two big bombers hit home runs, Judge and Stanton.
Stanton's just getting started. As Chicago once said, only the beginning, only just a start.
So he has...
Look out.
He has 14. Judge has 17. So it's 31 combined home runs for those two guys.
And the Mets have 27 wins.
27 wins. And here's the damaging part about a bet like this. The Mets can only get, even if they're playing well, one win at a time. While those guys...
Right. They can hit multiple home runs.
Well, you just saw they got two in 5 minutes.
No, I understand. And let me tell you right now. Here's my biggest concern, okay? With the Mets series this weekend, Giancarlo comes back to Citi Field and hits about 5.
I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
No, I can see that happening.
I think that the star of the weekend for the Yankees
will be Giancarlo.
Will be Giancarlo Stanton.
He'll be like back home again.
That's exactly right. He's going to feel comfortable.
How many home runs does he have lifetime at Citi Field? He's got a lot of them. I'd say he's got at least 15.
Well, and he also has a lot of at-bats. He's got to be comfortable.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, he played a lot
there. That's what I'm
saying. Hey, one weird thing from this game, I don't know. Ernie, I don't know if you were paying attention to the game, right? You were glued in.
What else would he be doing?
Watching the finals.
Yeah, I was locked in on the finals.
Unless something that was going on with his laundromat.
That's true.
Or, you know, his umpiring deal.
Ernie, tell me if I'm wrong here, because this is just my gut feeling. And I had both games on at the same time, so if I'm missing something here, correct me. 10th inning. Miguel Andujar leads off with a double. The great Austin Romine is up. Oh, you know where I'm going here?
Yeah.
Okay. Austin Romine is up. Bunt?
Yes.
How do you not bunt with Austin Romine? I don't
care
what his
average
is. The
thing is that he can't bunt, but yes, I was screaming for a bunt.
I mean, you can't tell me, well, come on, Evan, he's a 360 hitter. He's not a 360 hitter.
No.
So you have a runner on second, you have nobody out, you have Romine up. The next hitter is Gleyber Torres, and then it's Brett Gardner. So you got some pretty good hitters coming up, right?
Right, of course.
How do you not bunt?
No, you're right.
And he didn't. He struck out. And that one didn't make a lot of sense to me. I know a lot of managers don't like to bunt, because even that is Drubal bunt. That was on his own.
Yeah,
that
I know,
was not
I know.
Something called
well,
from the dugout.
Apparently Callaway gave him the option if he wanted a bunt.
Well, was Romine even given the option or a recommendation of,
I doubt it.
Hey, Austin, the lead runner is on second base. You're really not a 350 hitter. Get the bunt down. And let's be honest. Austin Romine is a really good backup catcher. But in a spot like that, I think that's easy. You got to take the bat out of his hands, let him lay the bunt down, move the runner to third. You have a runner on third, less than two outs, and you take your shot with Gleyber Torres and Brett Gardner.
Yeah. No, you're right, 100%. But it didn't matter. Yankees won anyway.
But that's the thing. It didn't matter because, and not only was Sonny brilliant, and I'm telling you, that inning where he got out of the bases loaded jam was the most impressive. Chad Green, Dellin Betances, even David Robertson, who's been shaky at times. The Yankee bullpen, the big four, if that's what you want to call them, the big four guys, they should create a nickname. Mm. You know, maybe Mike can take calls on that
today.
They'll
have t-shirts, and then they'll trade everybody. And
that's right.
Remember they did that?
Of course.
with the pitching.
What should we nickname the bullpen?
What did they call them again? Run something? No runs,
no
whatever
run
it was.
DM.
Yeah, whatever.
DMC.
Right.
I don't want to go back to that.
But Miller, Chapman, and
Betances.
Oh, it was Betances. That's right. Those are the three guys. Yep. I'm trying to remember who the three guys were.
Those are who it was.
There you go. But the bullpen did a hell of a job, and they got themselves a victory. And yet again, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees win on the exact same day. We said this yesterday. There has only been two calendar days all year long where they've both lost on the same day. The Red Sox are 43-19. The Yankees are 40-18. Mm. We are headed towards an epic first of its kind. 100 win, loser gets the wild card.
Yeah, that's what we're headed for.
Playoff race.
No doubt. That's what we're headed for.
And I love it.
That's pretty good.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
Because you don't want to be in that one-game playoff. And I'm telling you, I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen when we get there. God forbid the Yankees don't win the division. God forbid they're in the wild card game. We are going to take nonstop calls about how unfair the system is.
Oh, yeah, well.
It's got to change.
Yeah, it should be 2 out of 3. Right? All of that nonsense.
How about this? If it's the Red Sox who loses the division, Chris Sale, pitch him to the wild card victory. If it's the Yankees who lose the division, Luis Severino, pitch him to the wild card victory. And then we would get Yankees Red Sox in the first round.
Yeah.
Which we've never seen, obviously, because it wasn't allowed for a decade and a half.
Yeah.
They wouldn't allow divisional teams to face each other until recently. So we could get a best of five Yankees Red Sox. This is going to be something. So, Met fans, that's something to do. Pay attention to Yankees Red Sox. Mm. Or you could pay attention to that hot race between the Nationals and the Braves for the National League East. God, that's sickening.
Another bet you're losing, by the way.
What's that?
Braves-Phillies.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. It's early. They're within a game and a half.
Not to mention it's a three game.
Not to mention the bet we're both losing on the finals.
Oh, that one?
On the plus 800. So much for that.
That's called taking money and lighting it on fire.
Yeah, basically.
Also known as buying Mets season tickets. What? I can say it. It's true.
I just...
All right, we'll get...
The words are... I have no words anymore.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.